Lost in the wilderness of music? Well, you're in luck. The Prog Squatch is here to help you find your way to great prog music. This is Prog Watch, and here he is, your hairy host, Big Tony Rausick.
Well, hello to all my friends out there in Progland. I am Big Tony, your host, and I'm so glad you could join me once again for another edition of Prog Watch. This week I am returning to an idea that I have visited a couple of times in the past. I will be playing only epic prog tracks. My usual rules will apply. First, I define an epic as a song that is over 10 minutes in length, so a show like this is sure to please my old co-host, Dave Luttig, who always had a particular fondness for the longer tracks. Second, to give fair representation to all eras, and not overemphasize the golden age, I will be playing one track for each of the decades of our favorite genre, from the 1970s up through to the present. And one of these tracks is from a fantastic brand new album that is pretty much made up of all epics. So that's it for the rules. Let's buckle up, because we are in for a fantastic ride. I'm going to start the proceedings with a band who have produced many epics in their long and illustrious career. It's the Flower Kings, representing the 1990s, with a track from their 1995 album, Back in the World of Adventures. This is World of Adventures.
Expect to fly. radical changes, a radical strangeness, and I don't know why. We run the fields in a summer night, in silent kisses in black and white. Magic. and deep into sonical changes and radical strangeness. I don't know why we run the fields in the summer night.
That was World of Adventures by the Flower Kings from their 1995 album, Back in the World of Adventures. If you're new to the show, or heaven forbid you missed it, Roy Nishtolt of the Flower Kings was a guest on this program last year. You can find my chat with Roina and lots of his fabulous music spread out over two episodes, number 405 and 409. You can find them at progwatch.com in season 4. Next, I'm going to play a song from the first decade of the 21st century by a band which has been picking up steam, pun definitely intended, since they left the station in the 1990s, second train pun also intended. This is Big Big Train with Victorian Brickwork from their 2009 album, The Underfall Yard.
Call up the boys, call them now. Time to bring them home. They will call if they want to. Fog hampered the search. Lost at sea, lost in the water. He told me many stories of the great ones. Lights might bring them home. Every day they put the boats out, but not this day. Fog hampered the search. Now great shark diamonds fill the sky. showed me many places, made me many things. Carried me back home as if lost on the water. Oh,
Once again, that was Big Big Train with the epic Victorian Brickwork. You can find it on their 2009 album, The Underfall Yard.
The vinyl may be gone. The album art may be a JPEG. Baby. Radio lives on forever.
Moving along, I am representing our current decade with some fantastic music by the Australian band Southern Empire. Their new album has just been released, and it is pretty much all epics. Well, technically the first track would not meet my criteria, because it is only 9 minutes and 12 seconds long, but the rest of the tracks are 19, 29, and 10 minutes each. How's that for prog? 68 minutes of music, and only 4 tracks. Anyway, this new album is fabulous, and dare I say that I think it is better than their debut album, which was also quite great. I'm going to send this one out to a friend of the show and patron of the Progressive Arts, who recently signed up to support Prog Watch. His name is Tony Catley. He is also from Australia, and he says he's been listening to the show for 3 years now and has discovered great new bands thanks to my work here at Prog Watch. Thanks a lot, Tony. That truly means a lot to me. So here's Southern Empire with Cries for the Lonely from their brand new album, Civilization.
We'll be right back.
useless fall away. As the sun hides behind the moon for another day, foretold in prophecy, the time has come again. Strange light burning bright in every son of man. They dance among the embers of a city laid to waste, with conquest in their sights, words and images erased. Dead, while leaders spend their knees, full of shame, all the same, in every world they
the shameful kiss of
a desert now. And I've been witness to the worthlessness again. And I prayed the fear would not set in. Sometimes I dream I'm being carried by the dead. While there's thunderous roaring overhead, a barren wasteland as far as I can see, even to the horizon. And I feel less than can time be rewritten, or is
Once again, that was Southern Empire with Cries for the Lonely, one of several epics that make up their great new album, Civilization, just released. I send it out to our Australian friend, Tony Cadley. Prog on, my friend. So I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. It's quite fun to do one of these epic shows every once in a while, don't you think? It allows us to get into some great tunes that move like symphonies and are sometimes difficult to fit into other types of programs I do here at ProgWatch. Anyway, don't go anywhere just yet. After this break, I've got what I think is one of the best epic tracks of all time from the Golden Age and a somewhat newer one I'm going to dedicate to my departed brother Michael.
Attention, all planets of the Solar Federation. We have assumed control. We have assumed control.
I don't really like making lists or ranking albums, songs, or bands, but if I was forced to choose the five best prog rock epics of all time, this next one would definitely be on the list. From the heady days of 1972, when I was just a wee lad, this is Jethro Tull with part one of Thick as a Brick.
Really don't mind if you sit this one out. My words but a whisper, your deafness a shout. I may make you feel that I can't make you think. Your sperm's in the gutter, your love's in the sink. So you ride your sails over the fields, and you make all your animals deals, and your wise men don't know how it feels to be thick as a brick. The sandcastle virtues are all swept away in the tidal destruction, the moral melee. The elastic retreat rings the close of play as the last wave uncovers the new fangled way. But your new shoes are worn at the heels, and your suntan's rapidly peels, and your wise men don't know how it feels to be thick as a brick. And the love that I feel, it's so far away. I'm a bad dream that I just had today. And you shake your head and said it's a shame. Spin me back down the years and the days of my youth. Draw the lace and black curtains and shut out the whole truth. Spin me down the long ages, let them sing the song.
We'll be right back. and the painter casting shadows on the water as the sun plays on the infantry returning from the sea. The doer and the thinker, no allowance for the other, as the failing light illuminates the mercenary's creed. A home fire burning, the kettle almost boiling, but the master of the house is far away. The forest is standing, the warm breath clouding in the sharp and frosty morning of the day. And the poet lifts his pen while the soldier sheathes his sword. And the youngest of the family is moving with authority, a building castles by the sea. He dares the tardy time.
I'm so as you smile at everyone. You meet the stairs, you're unaware that your doings aren't done. And you laugh most ruthlessly as you tell us what not to be. But how are we supposed to see where we should run?
Just how big you are, and you take your place in the wise world of bigger motor cars.
That was one of my favorite epics of all time. The first part, which was the first half of the old vinyl album, of Thick as a Brick by Jethro Tull from 1972. My old copy of the vinyl has the whole St. Cleve Chronicle fold-out newspaper with all of the pithy and ribald Tull humor in all the mock stories inside. It is quite entertaining and so much better at the larger size that was possible with vinyl albums. Whether or not my younger listeners want to take it from an old geezer like me, some things truly were better back in the old days. Also, if you like Tull, I did a fun family tree special on them just a few weeks ago, in case you missed it. Find it at progwatch.com in Season 5. Finally, I've got one from a Yes offshoot, which has kind of been forgotten over time. I'm talking about Anderson, Bruford, Wakeman, and Howe. This was the first occurrence of there being essentially two Yeses, and since Chris Squire, Trevor Rabin, and company were still making music as Yes, and John Anderson was essentially moonlighting in this offshoot, this band was diplomatically named like a law firm. The one studio album that Anderson, Bruford, Wakeman, and Howe made in 1989 has a lot of great music on it, including this epic, Brother of Mine. The song took on a deeper meaning for me when my only brother, with whom I was very close, left this world 2 years later, so I dedicate this song to my own long-lost brother, Michael.
Run another full dimension. Thank you.
Once again, that was Brother of Mine by Anderson, Bruford, Wakeman, and Howe. From their one and only self-titled studio album in 1989, representing the decade of the 1980s. So I hope you enjoyed this program centered on prog rock epics. If you did and you want to hear more of these longer tunes, I've done two other programs of epics. You can find them by searching for epics, I spelled it E-P-I-X, just to be cute, at the homepage of progwatch.com. That's all one word, progwatch.com. At the top of the page, there's a little magnifying glass where you can type that in the box, E-P-I-X, to perform the search and find those other two episodes. You can also search for basically any artist I've ever featured on the show. At the top of the homepage at progwatch.com, you can also find the support the show link, as Tony Catley did. Thanks again, Tony. And ways to listen to or subscribe to the podcast, contact me by email or follow my antics on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks again for coming along for the ride. Until next time, be good to each other. And prog on, my brothers and sisters.